know if I have a leprechaun or not on the air with me here this morning, but I do have a daredevil, Greg Connell. He is Irish and top of the morning to you, Greg.
Right back top of the morning to you, Ann. I don't really go by the term daredevil, maybe stunt pilot or aerobatic pilot, but daredevil, I guess that's giving me more credit than I deserve.
Well, I think anybody that would go up there and do the things that you do, those aerobatic moves, definitely has to have somewhat of a daredevil streak in them.
You know, what we ought to do is one day when you have some time, we'll take you up and perform some of those maneuvers, and you can get a firsthand look at how it feels and what's going on up there.
Well, I would love it. I would absolutely love it. So you're from North Augusta.
Yes, ma'am. Born and raised in North Augusta, not far from you guys up in Greenwood.
That's right. And let's see, you, what have you done all your life here?
Well, like I said, I was born and raised in North Augusta, South Carolina. I went to the University of South Carolina. And currently I'm in the heating and air conditioning business in Augusta, Georgia, and I also fly air shows.
Okay.
I have a little band, play guitar in a band. We play like older 60s, 70s covers, like Beatles, Eagles, that kind of stuff, some beach music. Just an eclectic group of activities there for me.
Sounds like you're having a good time, Greg.
Well, I guess so. Sometimes it gets to be overwhelming trying to fit it all in, but you only go through this life once. You got to do it while you can.
That's right. Now, one of the things I found very interesting, Greg, is that your wife usually accompanies you on your trips and flies with you during these aerobatic maneuvers. Ever had any problem with that?
That is awesome. I know where that phrase came from. You're looking at the website.
Yeah.
I get that question all the time. We travel a lot. Like I said, I went to the University of South Carolina. We have another airplane that we travel in, so we go to see a lot of the South Carolina football games. But she'll get in the aerobatic plane with me, and I can ring her out pretty good. And man, she's a trooper. She doesn't have any problem at all. Matter of fact, she's done better. I took a lot of pilots up, just regular general aviation pilots, and she does better than 90% of them, I'd say. So she's a real trooper.
Does she ever have anything to say about, Greg, don't you do that again?
Well, you know, yeah, in her own way. Maybe not necessarily that verbiage, but, yeah, she has said something along that sentiment.
And that's where you put her in a double twirl coming down or something, and she says, I say nothing, nothing, nothing at all.
Yeah, and then typically I think I pay for it more once we get on the ground than we do in the air. You know how that goes.
Absolutely, I do. So how did you get started in this?
Wow. My father was a private pilot growing up. I remember being at the airport when I was a young kid, kind of got the aviation buff, but then took a hiatus from it during, like, junior high and high school. All I wanted to do was play sports, so I wasn't around aviation much. And then when I got out of college, I thought, well, heck, I'll get back in aviation and maybe we can fly to some of these football games. And one thing led to another, started getting commercial rating and instrument rating and started flying aerobatics. And my my good friend, I guess I don't know if you talked to Gary Ward, he's my my mentor, who's also performing at the show this weekend. Got flying with him, and he encouraged me to get involved in it. And one thing led to another, and here we are.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. This flying upside down like it's nothing at all, I think is pretty awesome.
Yeah, Gary's a great guy, not only a great pilot, but a great guy, and it's been a real inspiration to be able to be influenced by him and learn so much from him. It's just been a real treat to be able to spend so much time with him and fly a lot of shows. We just got back from a show in Ocean City, Maryland. We flew together, so it's been a real treat for me.
Absolutely. Well, I know you're looking forward to coming up here to Greenwood and showing off.
Oh, well, yeah, I always look forward to coming to Greenwood. The folks up there are so nice, and what a great group of people. They do an excellent job at the show. Everything's first class, and they're a lot of fun to hang out with. Not only around the air show, but just everything else they do. They're good folks, so it's a home run event for everybody.
Absolutely, and I just looked at the weather. It looks like the weather's going to be pretty decent, so that'll make it pretty more awesome.
Yeah, I think the weather's supposed to be good. Might be a little bit warm, but weather's going to be good. So I hope we have a big crowd. Encourage everybody to come out, man, because there's going to be a lot of activities, a lot of aviation. I think they're having a car show and all kind of stuff for the children. So what a better day to make a family day for the entire family.
Yeah, now, let's see, you fly the Pitts Model 12, is that right?
That's right.
What makes that so special there, Greg?
Oh, it's just, it's got this huge presence. It's got presence like a warbird, like a Stearman biplane, but it's all modern. It's very agile. It's got a big radial engine on it with lots of power. It goes vertical like crazy. So it has this look of a big airplane, but it performs like a real modern, agile, aerobatic airplane.
Wow. And this is something that the man that built these is he still building them?
Well, Curtis Pitts originally designed it. That's the name of the airplane, Pitts. He's designed, well, this was his 12th design. That's why they call it the Model 12. Curtis passed away 3 or 4 years ago, but he was an innovator and a real pioneer for aerobatic aircraft. Matter of fact, that's all into the U.S. aerobatic team when they went in world competition. They all flew Pitts aircraft up until relatively recently when the onset of these composite monoplanes like Gary flies came a little bit more predominant. But the Pitts still can hang in there with the best of them, and it puts on a heck of a show.
It does. And, you know, all the smoke that comes out of it, how do you make that happen?
We have a 10-gallon tank in the airplane that we put a paraffin oil. It's like a transformer oil. And when we're ready for it to smoke, we have a little switch that activates a pump, and it pumps that oil directly into the exhaust. And the heat from the exhaust, it's about, 1,400 degrees, 12 to 1,400 degrees is how hot the exhaust pipes get. That heat, as soon as we throw that oil in there, it vaporizes that oil and makes smoke.
Wow. Have you ever scared yourself?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, things happen all the time that get your attention. Yeah, we've been scared, and not necessarily in aerobatics, just flying through weather. Heck, we had a heck of a time getting up to Ocean City last week, flying through those storms, and actually that's more scary than performing.
Wow.
But especially during the time we were learning spin training, it'll definitely get your attention and maybe scare you some here and there.
Absolutely. Well, I thought it was real interesting, Greg, that you're doing the Aviation Expo out here at the Greenwood County Airport this coming Saturday. And then I happened to notice on your next one, you'll be at the Greenwood Lake Air Show in New Jersey.
Isn't that amazing? You get them confused sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, it's a big contrast, though. One's about 50 miles from me, and one's about 550 miles. So I definitely like going to Greenwood, South Carolina, because I see all the friendly faces, the southern hospitality, which is second to none, and naturally the logistics is a lot quicker and easier for me to travel that smaller of a distance.
Absolutely. Do you know Tommy Butler?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Everybody knows Tommy. He's infamous. What a great guy. And, you know, I remember watching him fly before I got into it. Tommy's a heck of a stick and a heck of a guy.
Yeah, you know, I'd known Tommy for years and never knew he was a big aerobatic pilot.
Oh, he's too humble to brag on himself, but I can brag for him. Tommy was great. Like I said, he was a great pilot and a great guy.
Yeah. Then he got married and had children.
Well, I told him, you know, you can still do both. I mean, I'm married and I fly, and he can too. But he's doing right. I think he's got his priorities in the right place.
Yeah, he does. Well, listen, we'll be looking forward to seeing you Saturday. Now, the air show is at 2 o'clock, correct?
I think so. I know. I think we have a briefing at 10 that morning, and we'll find out all the times we fly. But I think it's right around 2 o'clock. But there's plenty to do to come out early, come out and get they got great food, a lot of vendors. Like I said, the car show, all kind of activity, RC airplanes. My buddy Danny Ramsey, who's he's famous throughout the world of RC airplanes, and he's a good guy, although he went to that school up in the upstate that has all that orange color around him. Other than that, he's a great guy. But, yeah, there's plenty of stuff to do, so I would encourage the people to get out there early and often.
That's right. I certainly hope you get a chance to come and see all the toperaries in Uptown Greenwood. They are absolutely fabulous. In fact, they have a huge gamecock. They also have that other thing called a tiger and all other designs up there, but they are pretty fabulous. So if you get a chance, I want to encourage you to go to Uptown Greenwood and see all the toperaries.
Sure will. Can't wait to get up there and see all that stuff.
All right. Thanks so much for calling me, Greg.
Thanks for having me. Look forward to seeing you Saturday, and we'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Sounds great. Bye-bye.
Oh, take care.
All right. Well, here we go. We got Greg Connell calling us this morning, and he is one of the pilots that will be performing the air show. So there you go. If you want to find out more about him, you can go to his website. I think it's just Greg Connell, C-O-N-N-E-L-L. Check it out.